So we're back in our usual Monday slot, thanks to, you know, changes in circumstance and so on and so forth. And Tom Maguire is here. I'm Richard Shorewhite. We haven't got a PS Does WWE t-shirt yet because WWE would probably sue us.
Yeah, true.
So we'll have to call it PS Does Sports Entertainment or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Change the name of the podcast. Tom, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. You've just told me some sad news to start the podcast, to be fair.
Breaking news at the time of recording. Jim the Anvil Neidhart, just confirmed by WWE on their Twitter feed, has passed away at the age of 64, I believe. Famous, I guess, for being a member of the great tag team of the 80s, the Hart Foundation with Bret Hart. Big personality. Most famous goatee beard I can think of in professional wrestling. Powerhouse. Their matches with the British Bulldogs, Dynamite Kid and David Boy Smith, are legendary and well worth searching out for on the network. After the Hart Foundation split up, he did a bit of commentary, teamed up with Owen Hart as the new foundation. Then had a bit of time in WCW and switched between the federations. He was one of the pawns, sadly, having mentioned Owen Hart, after the death of Owen Hart, where he and Davey Boy Smith were courted by WCW and then WWF because, you know, it was better to have them on their side than not.
Yeah.
And, of course, father of Natty,
yeah,
Natalya. So, you know, sad news.
I've never really watched much of his matches, but I've seen him on Total Divas, and Natty was always bothering him and stuff, but...
amazing personality.
At the end of the day, it's obviously a sad news. It's someone who, you know, you seem to speak quite highly of.
Well, I'm just looking through the pictures on the WWE website throughout his career, and if you go back and look at the matches the Hart Foundation had with the Bulldogs in the early to mid 80s, and obviously they all started in Stampede Wrestling with Stu Hart, and then you look at their matches later on in the decade. They had a great set of matches with the Nasty Boys, Demolition. It was one of the stalwart WWE tag teams. So, sad news. Since there's a lot of sad news, we've been a while without lots of deaths, haven't we? And now, suddenly, we just had a spate of them again, sadly. Like buses, they all come at once, and just sad news, and I'm sure they'll pay tribute to him on Raw tonight, mainly because A, his daughter's still with the company, and B, he's a well thought of individual. He had one of the worst gimmicks of the 90s as well, when he wore a mask and was called Who.
Oh, hang on, I know Who. Yeah.
So, yeah. And he's from Who Knows What. You know, it's a terrible gimmick.
Terrible.
But he's a legendary figure in WWE, and it's always very sad when legendary figures pass away.
How old was he?
64, I believe. Oh. So at least he lived longer than many wrestlers from the 80s. I don't mean to laugh at this point, but many people from the 80s who were professional wrestlers died a lot earlier than that. But very sad, and as I say, I'm sure there'll be a great tribute to him tonight on Raw and SmackDown tomorrow. And it's well worth, as I say, looking for those tag team matches from the Hart Foundation versus the Bulldogs, which were, you know, very much ahead of their time in WWF at the time. And the Nasty Boys and Demolition and the Rockers and so on and so forth. Well worth looking out for.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah. Sad, a sad thing to start on, but we kind of have to, obviously. It's the breaking news, so we need to talk about it. But, of course, I hate to say it like this, but life does go on. And we need to talk about the rest of the stuff that we need to talk about on the podcast. Yeah, the show does go on.
Forever.
Yeah, let's talk WWE. The main news. What really is the main news? Renee Young.
Yes,
for me, it's the biggest news of the week.
That's fair enough. Yeah, she's going to be commentating.
We're recording this ahead of her debuting tonight on commentary on Raw.
Yeah,
she's been doing the Mae Young Classic now. Renee Young, I've been saying it for about maybe a year, maybe even a bit longer.
Yeah,
she's the best thing currently on WWE in terms of presentation team. Mm-hmm. She develops the characters. She adds to the stories, and above all else, she's likable.
Yeah, the funny thing is, and again, it's one of those things WWE have made up that aren't necessarily true. And, you know, we're saying no one's ever done this before, but Sonny did some commentary in the
first entire episode. They're trying to say
it was like an entire episode of like whatever program it was she was on. I can't remember, Shotgun Saturday Night or something. Mm. But yeah, it's different, and it'd be interesting because it's something different. She did some commentary in NXT a while back.
Good as
which
well.
Seemed a long time ago now, but we'll see what happens. And we live in an era where there's a lot of emphasis put on women and their role in sports, brackets entertainment. So hopefully she does well. I'm sure she will. And we may see more of in the future, especially with the Evolution pay-per-view coming up, which you'd expect would be staffed entirely by women.
Yeah. Quick question.
Yes.
Would you, obviously it's Cole, and I do believe it's Corey that's going to be alongside you. Would you have dropped Corey for this?
No.
The reason I'm throwing that out there is because I think we're getting too much Corey. I've been saying that for months as well.
Well, yeah, he shouldn't be on both shows, should he?
He shouldn't be on both shows. Don't get me wrong, I think he's really great.
Yeah, yeah.
When he's at his best, he's really, really good. But there's no need to have him on both shows.
No, I don't know why they do, and I don't know why they don't try somebody else out.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
You know, Vic Joseph or... probably not. No, he's more a Tom Phillips middleman like Cole, whereas Renee could be. I don't know who's going to be the
Corey's going to be the heel, isn't he? Yeah, yeah.
Cole, but is this Tracy Rubber?
Is this a setup? Is she on Raw tonight? I know it's because Coachman's doing some golf thing, but is it a setup to bring back Dean Ambrose in an angle
potentially? And he is nearing his return
because it's one of those things where they've never mentioned it, but they expect you to know. Married.
But I don't really like that. I think she's strong enough on her own that isn't part of a gimmick.
But they have kind of left it like that, haven't they? Where we're not supposed to know, but we know.
But hey-ho. So Renee, my hopes are high for her. I think she'll do cracking, and I really think she'll it'll raise questions as to this should be maybe a permanent move. She could be replace Corey on SmackDown.
Yeah,
let's face it. She's been taken off what was Talking Smack, where she was doing that job of developing characters and telling stories. Put her instead of Corey there. And that'd be a perfect solution. You've trialled her on Raw, you've got the headlines. I know that SmackDown might not get as many headlines, and that's why you're doing it, maybe. But it's deserved for me, and I think she's going to be cracking. Best of luck, Renee. She's an avid listener of the podcast, from what I hear.
I've listened to her podcast.
It's fantastic as regular girls.
It's very interesting to hear a different side.
It's good. It is good.
She had a very interesting discussion with Paige about their dogs, but did you hear that one?
Move on.
Yeah. Nothing much happened on Raw, did it? Loads of stuff happened on Raw.
I mean, this is the whole Renee Young special, isn't it? But her and Paul Heyman's interview might be the best segment of the year.
Well, he's
already
great, isn't he? He's great.
He's great, but she played her part. Didn't she? And she had
to.
And
trying to drink.
Yeah, sorry. But it was really stupidly well done. Mm. And how good of an actor. Never mind an entertainer. Yeah, sorry, Richard just found his bait bean mask.
Yeah, if you're listening on the podcast, you can't see this, but if you're watching on the video.
Yeah, we have a bait bean mask. I know it sounds silly, but it's actually true.
I was going to send that on the Instagram later.
How good of an actor is Paul Heyman?
That's very good, isn't he? It's almost like he's been doing this for donkey's years.
Yeah, but...
longer than you've been alive.
But he
was great in the 80s.
I love the Paul Heyman, you know, documentary. Yeah. I'll say that with air quotes. But you know what I mean? The story of his role developing in WWE and wrestling in WCW. And Paulie dangerously in WCW with the Dangerous Alliance and things like
and the
that.
The big mobile phones.
Yeah, but he was good then. He's the best now.
That's what managers don't have things these days.
No.
Like mobile phones and tennis rackets. Where are they?
Compare that interview to the one that Corey and Roman did. Which one felt more fabricated?
Well, yeah, of course.
Two great workers, don't get me wrong. Didn't feel as genuine, didn't feel as good, didn't feel like I couldn't take my eyes off the screen for the Paul Heyman thing, but I couldn't. In fact, I made a cup of tea during the Roman Reigns bit.
We're doing well on keeping this short this week, aren't we?
Well, yeah, but what else happened? I mean, Braun Strowman tipped over the stage. Yeah. That was good.
Bobby Roode and Mojo Rawley did their 50-50 booking. Razor beat Titus O'Neil. So again, this feud must continue. There's too many matches at SummerSlam anyway.
Yeah, it does look massive.
Right squad are all back together again because Ruby's back.
Woo!
And Ronda Rousey beat Alicia Fox in the main event. And everyone loves Ronda Rousey.
First match on Raw.
Vince McMahon says, "When you
think
smile,
of it,
people want to hug her." It's perfectly fine.
She's good, definitely.
Her match at SummerSlam will be good because they'll have worked it through. Oh,
it'll be choreographed.
Yeah, yeah.
But
there's nothing wrong with that.
But it's been proven at WrestleMania. It's been proven at Money in the Bank. It were a great match. Bear in mind, you had reservations about Nia versus Ronda and Money in the Bank, but it was very good, wasn't it?
Should I?
Well, yeah.
It's like you go back, and one of the most famous matches in WrestleMania history is Randy Savage versus Ricky Steamboat at WrestleMania 3.
Where Miss Elizabeth runs over. Is that it? No, that's not, is it?
I can't remember. But it's the one with 17 near falls, 17 two counts.
Oh, sorry, okay.
And basically, that was completely choreographed from start to finish, because that's what Randy Savage did with big matches. And Ricky Steamboat, I think he was on the podcast with William Regal, I think he was, said he didn't like that match looking back because it was choreographed.
Yeah,
he preferred to, you know, call it in the ring with Ric Flair or whatever. But it's a great match. If you don't, people, you
and it's
know,
not, it's not the match with Miss Elizabeth. That's
seven. You're thinking seven with Ultimate Warrior, which is another awesome
but that's,
story. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, but it's definitely a good match, the one with Steamboat. That's where Steamboat wins the title.
Yeah, yeah.
And who's the man hugging him?
George Animal Steel.
With a massive hairy back. Yeah.
With Greenton, like, he's the, like, stepfather of Liv Morgan, or grandfather.
Ah, okay.
He's not really, it's made up.
Oh, right, okay.
Because he had a green tongue.
That was believable.
Like Liv Morgan's got that blue tongue thing. I think that's all of Raw, isn't it?
Well, no.
Oh, we're going to get a... three-way tag match, aren't we? B-Team versus Revival versus Deleters of Worlds.
Yeah. And they're just chugging along for the rest of the week. So, yeah.
Cause it's,
all good. Raw was all right for me. Yeah. Better than it's been in the past few weeks. But
well, it should be good tonight, shouldn't it? Because it's SummerSlam. So it should be the final build.
It's come around quick, hasn't it, SummerSlam?
It has. Please, next week, when we're doing the podcast, we'll be half asleep.
Well, we're going to be talking about the review. Are you watching it live?
Yeah.
I'm not.
You know.
No, because I've been working all day. Yeah. But I'll be watching it in the morning.
I
might do my tweet to at WWE Network and say stop spoiling the event before I've even clicked on the network. Do you know what I mean? Guess nine. Anyway, let's move to the blue brand of SmackDown.
Yeah.
Down.
Charlotte and Becky beat the Iconics.
Charlotte.
They were getting boring chants during their promo of the Iconics, which is not good. Charlotte and Becky teasing dissension. Becky's obviously going to turn on her, isn't she?
I really hope not.
I think she will, though. Although Charlotte's obviously the better heel. And Charlotte needs to turn heel because she'll be the heel in the Rousey match.
And when she... That'll be around Rumble when they start doing that. So they could probably pull at Survivor Series if they needed to.
Zelina Vega and Lana had another match. And now we're getting them again at SummerSlam in the pre-show.
Great.
Rusev's gone from challenging for the world title to being in the pre-show.
Yeah, but that's...
the crap booking of WWE.
I'm happy with that because given the fact that we're not in like a 3-4 match series of AJ Styles versus someone.
Yeah.
I was fine with it for Shinsuke, and it was almost one match too many.
Yeah.
But it was a good match.
How good was Shinsuke Nakamura versus R-Truth?
Very good.
He can go, can R-Truth.
And he's 40 plus, isn't he? Yeah. Like we found out the other week.
NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Danny Bryan and the Miz is just an odd.
The Truth Killings.
Yeah. Danny Bryan and the Miz is just an odd build up.
Yeah, but it's good though.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And the New Day, we're gonna
your boys.
The New Day.
Thank you.
And Kofi Kingston did that gimmick where he's an interviewer, and Renee Young laughed at him.
Yeah,
because she's good at faking laughter on WWE products. Yeah, that was SmackDown. I guess we'll see if we see Randy Orton on the show tomorrow or not.
Oh God, I don't know. Should we talk about that? So Randy Orton. In the news this week.
Yeah.
The WWE are apparently looking into
yeah. So we don't know what's happened.
Previous incidents with Randall Keith Orton.
So we'll see what happens.
I don't really. What you told me in the office, I don't want to say on the podcast.
Well, no, it's, this is a family podcast, apart from when you swear. You bastard.
Shit. Children. We're
all
children.
Our fans now. This is
all right. I have news for you.
All right, and then I'll talk about World of Sport.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm sorry, I haven't been able to watch it.
Well,
I've been working the weekends.
I'm the only person that is watching it. Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Don't be so mean.
So on Wikipedia, they've actually got the results, and brilliantly, they've got the results of the shows coming up as well, so that's good.
I have two I have two John Cena news.
All right, well, I've got no news.
One,
this is good.
It's going to be John Cena versus KO at the... Melbourne show, Super Showdown.
MCG.
Massive ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, that joins Triple H versus Undertaker. And
again.
Yeah. But to be fair, John Cena versus KO, I would watch.
Yeah.
After the Elimination Chamber shock a couple of years ago. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Where KO actually won. Oh, I think they were two good workers.
Yeah.
But then John, who could be debuting his sixth new move, or his finisher. In Shanghai, he said the sixth move of doom on Twitter on September 1st. He's going to bring the sixth move of doom, which is apparently based on Chinese culture.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means.
Right. Well, we're going to find out, aren't we?
Well, we'll see.
Just making it up,
isn't it? You talked about it already. Dean Ambrose, you know, could be on his way back. It's expected that he might be back for SummerSlam. Yeah. Imagine, I think they should save him for the show.
Yeah,
which would be better. But when, knowing
Drew and
yeah, maybe
Dolph beat him up,
or if he turns or something.
I wish Dolph would go back to looking like Greg Valentine, like he did the other week.
Would you have Dean come back as heel or face?
Face. When you come back from injury, you're always a face. That's why they did wrong with Seth Rollins.
Yeah. So Dean coming back, hopefully. I think knowing our luck, as in the fans' luck, it'll be the Raw after SummerSlam.
Yeah.
It should be SummerSlam.
Yeah. Can I drop me to do World of Sport, or are you still doing...
I've still got some news.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, this is the big news, isn't it?
Ring of Honor?
Yes.
Potentially selling out Madison Square
Garden. In 12 minutes. Although they sold a lot of tickets before to Honor Club members.
That's huge. Bear in mind, WWE haven't sold out MSG in a very long time.
No.
So what does it mean for good old big Vince McMahon's wrestle graps?
I'll tell you what it means. It means he's going to try sign all these people towards the day of the show, because that's some of their contracts run out before the show starts.
I think, I'm not sure.
Right.
And then finally,
yes,
Meltzer's reporting that WWE...
Go on, sorry, I need to say something in a moment. Yeah.
The WWE NXT UK stars, their contracts have been altered.
Yes. Welcome to what happens when Vince is involved in stuff.
Yeah, apparently it's because they're imposing a restriction on these UK people from doing their independent shows.
Because Travis Banks got injured before this NXT UK tapings.
Yes.
And they don't want that to happen.
Which I understand.
Yeah, because it's, you know, they are the big company.
So it's due to that.
I like how people just copy and paste what Meltzer's written in his newsletter, which we have to pay for.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the internet.
Well, we're not all there, are we, to be fair, in the inner circle. But hey ho. So I understand that with WWE signing the UK stars, but then make it a better thing, a better deal for them, because they're losing money.
They've got loads of money now. World of Sport, we've missed 2 weeks, right?
Was this what you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, just to tell you what happened. The ratings are down twice. So. Although, I don't know what the share was, unless people are watching telly, so that doesn't help.
Yeah.
Have you broken your computer?
I have, but you're recording, aren't you?
So in week two of the show, I'll go through it quickly, Rampage, who is the new WOS World Heavyweight Champion, defeated Joe Hendry, who's great. He waved his arms and he sings his song. They should put the words... I read this on one of the forums. They should put his words on the screen so you can sing along.
Yeah.
Because it's a campy program.
They should also let us hear the songs without Phil talking over them. I love Phil. I saw him at the Challenge Cup final. If he is listening, hey, Phil. It was great to speak to you.
On the Wikipedia page, it says, "On other on-air personnel, Phil Seymour. Real name, Philip Seymour." Brilliant. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Wikipedia. You're great. He's also on the World of Sport website. He's next to Viper.
Oh, very good.
Which is where I'd like to be.
And Richard. And stop that. You better hope your wife doesn't listen to this.
I've not paid to join her Patreon either still. So
I don't want to know. Let me ask you then, how is it?
It's still the same. Because they can't change, can they? They can't change what they've... All these episodes are in the can, aren't they? All these 10 episodes are already done. We don't know this for sure, but we're sure they are. So they're all edited. They can't change what they've done.
We don't know this for sure, but we're sure they are.
Know. Yeah, so they can't change what they've done, and all the problems with the editing and the fact they don't introduce anyone, so you don't know who they are still there. On this show, by the way, this is 2 weeks ago, Gabriel Kidd, who I think we've seen, won essentially a fatal four-way lumberjack match, which is wrong. He won a ladder match, in which, because it was on ITV at 5 o'clock, they had to edit out all the dangerous spots.
Oh, that's rubbish.
So he won a contract for a big opportunity. It's basically money in the bank.
Oh, and basically it was for Creator, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Then there was the second quarterfinal of the tag team championship. Did we talk about this last week?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'll forget that. Did we mention Kaylee Ray won the women's title?
No, I don't think we did mention that, but I like her a lot.
Yeah.
She's great.
So the tag team tournament, Nathan Cruz and Alan Maxted beat Doug Williams and HT Drake. I'm disappointed with the commentary for this one, because they built up the fact that Nathan Cruz and Adam Maxted were very close friends, as if they were insinuated they were a gay couple or something. Which I don't think they really needed to do.
No.
Because it's irrelevant. And it's kind of like an old-fashioned 80s, 90s gimmick. Oh, look at these people there. You can't be male friend.
You're almost nailing why, maybe where it's going wrong here. They're trying to almost rekindle a bit of the 80s vibe of wrestling.
You know,
giant hair stacks and stuff.
We're told Impact's really good now, aren't we? And I've not watched it, so people tell us it's good and tell us we should watch it.
But the Redemption pay-per-view, I've caught some of it. I caught some of their matches and they were very good.
The problem with Impact was it was trying to be a crap WWE.
Not good. Not good.
Kelly Ray beat Viper and B Priestley. That was a really good match to win the women's title. This week, Grado, described on commentary by SoCal Val, who's got some great catchphrases. She just randomly shouts cheese and crackers and stuff. She's better. Grado, described by SoCal Val, and bearing in mind this is 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon on ITV, described him as Dave Meltzer's dirty secret or something like that. And I'm thinking, your audience do not know who Dave Meltzer is.
Well, no, right? You've got to assume that they don't.
Well, they don't, do they?
No, but you've got to assume that everyone is coming into this fresh. Yeah. No one knows how it works. So
if we don't know who any of these buggers are who are wrestling,
but they
don't know
who they are. Yeah, you don't know who the characters are. You don't know how to cheer or who to cheer for, where to cheer for, what to cheer for, what to look out for, what to enjoy, what to boo, what to like.
Because here's the shame: the wrestling's good.
Well, that's not surprising.
Grado came out in a suit as if he was like corporate Mankind because he wants to be like the champion, and he beat Shar Samuels by turning back into Grado. Martin Kirby beat Joe Hendry by cheating. That was all right. BT Gunn and Stevie Boy, they had a gimmick. They wear face paint, I think. They beat Bart Slayer. I don't think she was called Bart. I think it was called something else. And CJ Banks. I think whoever's done the Wikipedia page got it wrong.
All right.
But he had like a really bad wrestler name.
Yeah.
Crater beat Gabriel Kidd in the thing he got on the contract, which SoCal Val was very upset with Stu Bennett about. Keep on calling Wade Barrett. And Gabriel Kidd went off in a stretcher. And it was just so crap looking
by the numbers.
I don't want to slag it off because I feel like we should support it.
The
wrestling is good.
So what we're saying is that the actual wrestling of it is good.
It's good, yeah.
But the production might not be.
Yeah, I would pay to watch these people wrestle.
Yeah.
And Rampage beat Justin Sizem by count out because one of his mates kept him out of the ring. To successfully defend the BWS Championship. Next week, on this week's TV, Will Ospreay's back on.
I love Will
Ospreay. Martin Kirby, so that'll be good.
That should be a very good match. Martin Kirby, who, bear in mind, very likable in other companies and stuff like that. So why would they not go... And he wears pink. Why would you not make him face?
I don't know. excuse me.
Kaylee Ray, who's she facing, mate?
We don't know. She's going to defend the title against somebody else.
Kaylee Ray's a really good wrestler, like I said.
And there's the fourth quarterfinal of the Tag Team Championship Tournament. But I fear that after 3 weeks, that with the ratings still falling, I don't know what's going to happen with the show.
When you said, so it debuted at 1.3 million.
Well, yeah. And it went down to, I think it was 600,000 this week, something like that. So it's lost half its audience in 3 weeks.
That's not
something
good.
Around those numbers. You see, they haven't been going on about it on Twitter after, you see, which is always a sign that...
That is worrying.
But interestingly, they started a new time slot this week. Not the
what
Sunday
time?
Morning one, but like 20 to 1 in the morning on Saturday night. So it was on at 5 o'clock and then on 20 to 1 in the morning. And I just wonder in the future whether that's going to be the main time slot.
One in the morning?
Just to burn it out.
I know, I understand that the British wrestling fans over here... Mm. By the way, we are British, if you never know. Not guessed. Get up and watch Sky. But a lot of the time you might record it or you might be able to watch it later on or just catch up on YouTube. They're missing a beat here.
Yeah,
they really are. And so if the future of this promotion, if it stays as World of Sport, which I don't think it should...
Name's still crap.
That's what I'm saying. Change to something different, something fresh, something new, rather than relying upon that. Maybe think about exploring the digital world. Because for me, the social media is good.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
So we'll see what happens. But it doesn't look...
promising.
Good. No.
All right.
Do we need to talk about SummerSlam or are we just going to talk
no,
about
No, of course
we've
got to talk about SummerSlam. Because it's the biggest event of the summer.
It is. And there's a takeover as well, which of course has got Gargano, Ciampa, the latest one, Last Man Standing.
Yeah, but it's
because
look,
Aleister Black's injured.
That's the main event of the weekend. But it's the most exciting match out of everything.
Hear that this was their last match was supposed to be Last Man Standing, but they couldn't do it because of AJ Styles and Nakamura.
I know. Sorry, it is believable, to be fair. Let's start with TakeOver. Velveteen Dream versus EC3.
Well, that was being built up by Ace, hilarious video brand.
Sold.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Sold. You don't need much more than that. You got the Undisputed Era versus Mustache Mountain for the title.
Yeah.
And if you've watched the UK tournament matches, how good have they been?
The rematch was the first ever 5-star WWE television match.
Yes.
Think of all the ground that covers.
That's very true. Adam Cole versus Ricochet.
Yep.
Sensational. You got Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane.
Yeah,
that should be great. Kairi Sane, if she does hit the elbow, I think everyone will mark out.
Yeah.
Shayna Baszler, who's proven herself to be a fantastic heel champion.
She's a great champion,
And then Ciampa Gargano. Yeah. Enough said.
Yeah.
If you don't know about Ciampa Gargano, why are you listening to this podcast?
Like
I'm sorry.
There's like 5 matches there and sometimes got 12.
But it doesn't need that many.
Exactly.
But let's go on to
it. Too many titles.
Rusev versus and Lana versus Andrade Chan Almas, who, at the start of the year, Andrade Chan Almas was headlining a takeover with a potentially match of the year.
Why do they try and make people who are not wrestlers into wrestlers?
Not a clue. Zelina Vega's fantastic as well as a manager, but I don't know.
Just needs a gimmick, like something to hit people with.
Yeah. D-Bry versus The Miz. Should be good. Daniel Bryan will carry him to a great match. Baron Corbin versus Finn Balor. Don't care. Sorry. No. Shinsuke Nax versus Jeff Hardy. Could be a good match.
I think he has
could
to retain.
Could be a show stealer.
Yeah, I think he has to retain Nakamura.
Yeah, same. Cedric Alexander versus Drew Gulak. I'll be shocked if that's not moved to the pre-show. I really will be. But I like Cedric Alexander. Drew Gulak is a good character as well. Yeah. The triple threat for the Women's SmackDown Women's Championship.
Well,
you do here?
One can only hope. Carmella probably wins, because that's what they do. One can only hope that somehow she stays out of the ring for most of the match and comes back in and steals the pin at the end.
If Becky was to win, I'd be fine with it in a way that's heel, but I'd rather her lose as a face.
Yeah.
Is that...
Yeah,
does that make sense? Yeah. Dolph Ziggler versus Seth in a regular match.
Because it's had the gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this will be where Dean interferes after... Or saves him after Thingy Bob.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre.
Sorry, I'm just stretching.
It's all right.
Oh, yeah,
I think Kevin Owens might beat Braun Strowman. Because there's
what,
no
for the title?
Yeah, because there's no point in Strowman having the briefcase.
Why?
Because he's believable enough that he can just beat anyone anytime.
I don't think Kevin needs it.
I think he does because he's a heel. So he can cheat and win it in backdoor's way. I think it works better with a heel having the briefcase.
But he's funny heel at the moment, Kevin.
Yeah, but
he's funny heel.
He can turn. Whereas Strowman... doesn't need it to challenge
Monster.
Roman Reigns for the title after SummerSlam.
You don't really see Monster Face very often, do you?
No. No. So
I'm actually... I know it sounds weird, but when that match was announced, I was like, ugh. But I'm actually quite looking forward to seeing how that goes, actually. Bludgeon Brothers versus New Day.
They've not really done anything with the Bludgeons, have they?
They had something with them with Team Hell No and everything, but then they just buried them.
Yeah, so...
So I didn't understand the point of that.
No.
AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. Could, again,
yeah,
could up be, there to be the match
I
of the night.
I wonder if Samoa Joe wins the title here.
I'd be happy with it.
Because again, you go back to traditional face chasing the heel.
And then, of course, it's the biggest show, so what better time to churn?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, Samoa Joe's proven himself to be fantastic on the mic, fantastic in the ring, and it'd be like AJ Styles when he won the title.
Yeah.
The first time, it was like he finally made it in WWE.
The only thing that goes against it is if they change the main title, which they should.
Yes.
And Ronda Rousey's obviously going to beat Alexa Bliss.
You think, really?
Yeah, yeah, because you can't lose to her. And then Bliss, then Rousey holds the title through to WrestleMania, and somehow Flair holds her title through to WrestleMania, and they've got title versus title main event.
You heard it first. I don't see it. I do not see it, but hell.
It's not believable for her to lose to Alexa Bliss.
I think Bliss might return somehow. I don't know how.
Jax comes back and beats her up.
I've no idea, mate. No. I really don't. No. Maybe Nikki Cross debuts and just decides to go reckless on someone. I've not a clue.
Yeah.
And then the main event.
Yeah.
I'm going to swear again. So, but get your bleep stations ready, ladies and gentlemen. Who gives a flying fuck about this match?
Can I not? You've been hanging around with those rugby players too much. I might go to bed at that point.
But I'm excited. It's exciting for a wrestling weekend.
Yeah.
And thanks for joining us.
That's all right. Yeah, we've done. Today we're going to do 20 minutes. We've done about half an hour, so that's not bad.
Yeah, we're going to. No, but the only reason we got stuff to do today, though.
No, please,
hold
our listener.
I'm sorry.
Well, we'll talk about WrestleMania, SummerSlam next week.
Yeah, we're going to review that and take over. And Richard's bringing his fantastic joke that he's been working on for about 3 weeks. He's bringing that to the show.
What joke?
You got a joke? I don't know. I'm just trying to make out like you got a joke. Don't matter. Right. End the podcast. Bye, everyone.
I'll wear a wrestling t-shirt.